Holding Erevin Daflam Zayin Mavais, today's daf is Erevin Daflam Ches. We are a little bit behind. We're in the middle of the discussions in the Gemara of the various Tanaim's opinion with regard to Yesh Beira Ein Beira. Again, just to recap quickly how we got here, because the Mishnah discusses the option on Daflam Vav Mavais of a person making a Tanai, making a condition in his Erev that basically whatever happens tomorrow, based on where the Nachrim are, or based on where the Chachamim are, will determine which Erev he's using, to the west or to the east, which is certainly a concept of Beira. That's our Mishnah. Rabbi Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Darbanan in the Mishnah, whether in a case where his Rebbe Muvik goes to one of the places, is that automatic, that's where his Erev is, or even there, he may prefer to go to his Chaver over his Rebbe. That's the Machlekes Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, but all agree in the Mishnah that we're saying Beira, you're able to define later, the next day, the actions or his decision. One of the cases of Mishnah is a case where he says, whichever one I choose to go to tomorrow, the actions of tomorrow, the decision of tomorrow, or the happenings of tomorrow can clarify retroactively what was really my chalais, my action of Erev today. That's the idea of Breira. So the Gemara then brings a question that Hakisei Rabbi Yehuda, one of the time of the Mishnah, holds of Breira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to Breira when we have the famous case of a barrel that one buys from the Kusim and he needs to take Trumas and Maestros from the barrel and he has no kli to put it into, let's say, or for whatever reason, or it's Shabbos and he cannot do an act of taking, it's right before Shabbos, he doesn't have enough time to do an act of taking the Trumas and Maestros to actually be mafreshet, be a dayim. What he can do is he can separate, according to Remeir, he can separate the Trumas and Maestros with his mind, with this declaration, by saying it's in the barrel itself, and eventually Breira will define which is the 21 lugim of Truma slash Meiser that's in the barrel. Talking about a barrel of 100 lugim, there's 21 lugim of Truma slash Meiser in there, and Breira will decide which it is. That's for Meir. Rabbi Yaisir, Behuda, and Rabbi Shimon will argue and say you can't do it. The Gemara assumes because Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't say Breira. How does that stem with our mission? The reader says you do say Breira. That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara wants to answer. The Enechrami, the Gemara wants to bring various bias back and forth, whether Rabbi Yehuda holds of Breira or not. I had brought a raya that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Breira as well, another raya, and the Rambam wants to say that the ayah is correct, and Armish is wrong, because you see clearly, like ayah saying Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira, and this raya in the story of the wine for the Kusim, Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't hold the Breira, and therefore we have to flip our Mishnah and say that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira. That was the Mar's first approach. Rather, the Ula then brought a second person to know that maybe Mishnah is mistaken, the Mishnah is correct, and Ayah is mistaken, that really Rabbi Yehuda holds a Beira, and in the Braisa by the Kusim, split the names differently. Don't say it's Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yasi. Say it's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold it works. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Beira, and it's only Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Shimon who don't hold a Beira. That was Ula's option to make our Mishnah correct, that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Beira, and it fits like the Braisa of the Lekei Chaim Ben Akusim. That's all in Rabbi Yehuda. Then we got to Rabbi Yasi, that's what we left off of yesterday, and then we ended with Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi was saying clearly the Braisa by the Yayin says we don't hold the Beira, but we wrote a couple of Rayas, but seemingly Rabbi Yasi holds a Beira, and we deflected the Rayas. The last Raya was the person is declaring that the coin that he pulls out from his wallet should be the Meister Sheni in his house, the Kedusha of the Meister Sheni should be chal on the coin that he pulls out of his wallet. L'chari, that seemed to be a case of Breira, and Rabbi Yasi subscribed to it. And the Gemara ultimately deflected and said, no, in a case where he has more than one coin, Rabbi Yasi would say, it doesn't work. When does it work? When he only has one coin. That was the last Gemara we ended off yesterday on Lam Zayim Beis. Ella, the Lek El-Chad, he only has one coin. If he actually jumped to Taisus, stop Taisus, then what's the Chiddush? Taisus, by the way, an obvious question. If the guy only has one coin in his wallet, and he says, the Meister Sheni should be chal on that one coin, then of course it works. Why would I need to say, whether I hold a Breira or not, you don't need Breira. There's only one coin in the wallet. You don't need Breira to define which coin it was being chal on. So of course it works. What's the chiddush in that case? Taisus points out the chiddush is you may have thought it's a gezeira. In a case where the wallet has one coin, you shouldn't say it works. This being mechal, the Meister Sheni onto the coin, a gezeira onto a case where there's more than one coin. Again, according to Rabbi Yasi, who says you don't say Breira, in a case where there's more than one coin, it'd be an issue. So maybe even when it's one coin, it's a gezeira, it's no good. Kamash wants to say it's top line. Kamash wants like Gazrina. We don't make a gezeira, a case of one coin onto a case of multiple coins. Okay, now we're focused on the next opinion. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava Rav Nachman, Rava Sata Rav Nachman, Manai Tana, Tafilu Darban Les Deber. So first, Amaram asks a question, but ultimately we're going to circle back on the last Tana we haven't focused on yet, which is Rav Shimon. Manai Tana, who's the Tana that says that even by Darban Les Deber, even by Darbanans, we don't say Breira. So not only do we not apply Breira by Daraisas, we're Machme even by Darbanans, not to rely on Breira. The Tanya, Melinda, Raisa, Amal Chamisha, person says to Chamisha, says to five people, Harim Ma'arval Ezim, and Kem Sheirza. I'm going to make an Erev I'm making an Erev Tchumim on behalf of which one of you, whichever one I choose later. I'll choose later which one I'm making this Erev Tchumim now on their behalf. The one who I decide that the Erev is going to be for, he'll be able to go 2,000 Amos further in that direction. He'll have the Erev. And the other ones who I don't decide it's for, they won't be able to go further. By the way, just notice we point out earlier in the Masechta, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, that was the Erev Chatzeris, in Erevin over 20 times, when it picks case of Erevin, it picks the case of Chamisha, 5. Here, we're talking about getting Erev Tchumim. I'm not sure if this fits into his count, but again, it's a case of 5. There's no relevance if they talk to 5 people over any other number, but again, the Gemara happens to pick a case of 5 people. Again, this is another case, another scenario where the number 5 is the number of choice. Okay, says the Gemara, so he says, whichever one I choose, that's the one who's going to have this Erev. Ratzim b'bay yayim, Eruv Erev. So if he declared who he preferred, who he wanted this Erev to be for, by Yaim, then it works. But if he only declares it from nightfall, any Eruv Erev. If he only declares from after nightfall who he wanted the Erev to work for, it doesn't work because we're not going to say Breyer. He can't choose later and that will define who the Erev was done for Banish Bashas. Has to be that by Banish Bashas already, it was declared, it was decided who the Erev is for. Clearly, this price is saying you don't say Breyer, and even by Darabanan, of course, Erev Tchumim is in Darabanan, says the Gemara. So Rava asked the question of Nachman, who's the author? Ishtik Lam Lamidi. Didn't give an answer. He did have an answer. Which Tana is Machmir so much that we don't say Breira even by their abundance? Now we have an obvious answer. What's the answer? We quoted from Ayay. Ayay quoted that Behuda holds you don't say Breira, and the case we quoted yesterday was by a case of Erevin. Erev Tchumim, we don't say Breira even by Erev Tchumim. It's Mamish this case. Even by their abundance, you don't say Breira. Says the Gemara of Lame Tana debate Ayahi. Why don't you say it's the Tana that Ayay quoted? It really means Rabbi Huda. Ayay quoted that sheet. Remember, Ayay was saying that even though in our Mishnah, Rabbi Huda seems to be saying that there is Breira by Erev, but we have a member from Rabbi Huda elsewhere that Rabbi Huda says there's no Erev, there's no din of Beira, even by Erev Drabanon. So it's very easy that this could be the author of the Brisa, who's this Rabbi Huda, according to Ayay. Says Amar, you're right. Leshamile, Rav Nachman hadn't heard Ayay's Brisa, Ayay's version of Rabbi Huda Shita, which conflicts with our mission. He didn't hear of it, and therefore he didn't offer that as an answer to Rava. Rabbi Yosef Amreisa says no. Tanoi Shakam Almeri says, I understand. You lost all the Tanoim. You can't find any Tana that says that even by their abundance, you don't say Breira, I'll find you. It's Machik Tanoim. Tanoi. It's a Machik Tanoim. The Tani Mun Tanabaisa. Harina Marav Shabasa Shakal Shanaf person says, I'm going to make Erevin with this for the entire year. He puts something in which obviously lasts, and he says, for the whole year, this could be my Erev. Ratzisi Elech now, but he doesn't necessarily want to have the Erev in effect every Shabbos. Of course, when a person has the Erev in effect, he's adding 2,000 Amos in that direction, but he's losing his 2,000 Amos in the opposite direction. So he may not want to have that restriction of the other direction every Shabbos. So what does he say? Ratzisi Elech, on a regular basis, we could decide every Shabbos if I want to use the Erev or not. Ratzisi Elech, if I want to go, I'll use it. Ratzisi Elech, if I don't want to use the Erev, then I won't go. I won't get 4,000 Amos to one direction, but I won't lose my 2,000 Amos to the other direction. Ratzim by Yaim, Erev Erev. So the first Tanav says if he makes that decision on a regular Friday, every Friday, if he does it while it's still Friday, then it's very good. He decides he wants to use the Erev, it works. If he does, it doesn't work. But if he's only deciding on Shabbos, then it doesn't. That doesn't work. Oh, well, let's see. Meshach Sheicha. But if he decides after dark, here's where the rice means the machlekes. Reb Shimon Eimer Erev Erev. Shimon says it still works. Reb Shimon says you can decide after dark. You can decide on Shabbos because Reb Shimon subscribes to Breira, which should be raising major flags because Reb Shimon was the third Tana, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, who argued by the wine. By the classic case of buying wine for the kusim and separating the trumas meisus within the barrel, all three tanaim, according to our simple version, all three tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, all said it doesn't work because we don't say breira. Here, Rabbi Shimon is saying you do say breira. Gemara is going to address it in two lines. The chamar in erev erev chamar say the erev is an erev. But what do you see? You see, Rabbi Shimon says a machlekes tanaim, Rabbi Shimon and the chachamim, whether we're saying breira on a derabanan by erev. So why are you so busy trying to find ayay according to Rabbi Yehuda? We find it's a black and white machlekes tanaim whether we say erev by derabanans or not. Says the Gemara, a question that we just referenced by Shemina Reb Shimon Tassibera. We just said yes on Aleph. The Reb Shimon doesn't hold a Breira. So over here we say Reb Shimon holds a Breira. Kash Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon, the Chorus is to Reb Shimon. What's a very, well, the Gemara first suggests, Eleipach, flip it. Say Reb Shimon is the one that says you cannot decide at nighttime. You have to decide before Shabbos. And the Chum are the ones that say you can decide at nighttime. Breira works till you decide on Shabbos itself what his decision was. The Gabi this Erev retroactively. Okay. In fact, the Gemara, Mike Hasha. Why do you have to say Epoch? This is a simple answer. Our whole discussion is based on the fact that we're saying to someone who holds, even if someone holds Ein Breira, maybe it's only by their rice is Ein Breira, but by their abundance is Yesh Breira. So where Shimon said Ein Breira was weird, was by the barrel, Chumas HaMaisras, that's Daraisa. Maybe over there he says Ein Breira, but over here by Erev, you could say Yesh Breira. Why do you have to make an Epoch? Why can't you say if Shimon holds here, he holds Yesh Breira, by their abundance, by Erev Tchumim, and over there he says Ein Breira. Simple answer. Says Amar, Dilma Kilas, Shimon Breira, but Daraisa, Abu Dabanis, by their abundance, he holds a Breira. be a simple deflection to their question. Because Sav Rav Yosef, the reason Rav Yosef didn't want to go that route, and he just left that as an epoch. He flipped the shittas, is because Rav Yosef holds as follows: Man de Islay Breira, Leishav the Raisa, Leishav the Rabbanon. Islay, the one who holds a Breira no matter what, beside the Rabbanon, beside the Raisa, he holds Breira works. And Man de Islay Breira, the one who does hold the Breira, then Leishna, but the Raisa, Leishav the Rabbanon, less than the one whose Breira does not work, holds again both by the Rabbanon, the Raisa, Breira does not work. I mean, we don't make distinctions between, according to Yosef, between the Raisa and Rabbanon, either Breira works or it doesn't work. Just to point out, Halach Lamaisa, that's not what we paskin. We paskin Halach Rabbeisa, we paskin that Breira works by the Rabbanon, and Breira doesn't work by the Raisa. Just a point of note. Okay. Rav Amar, Ravi gives another explanation to reconcile the Stira and Rav Shimon. Remember, Rav Shimon says, by the case of Chumas and Maestras, you don't say Breira, you can't have the Chumas and Maestras separated within this barrel, because you don't say Breira. And over here he's saying that the Erev, you could decide on Shabbos whether it's going to Erev or not. So how do we shim to Rav Shimon's? So one answer was Epach. Flip it, Rav Shimon by Erev also holds it doesn't work. That was answer number one. Rav Orf is going to have a few more answers. Answer number two, Rav says, Rav Amar Shain Hasu Dvina Reisha Shira Nikarim. Really, Rav Shimon holds a Breira. Let's fool off what we said before. Rav Shimon could hold a Breira. The reason why it doesn't work by Trumas and Maestras is not because you don't say Breira. There's a din by Trumas and Maestras that you have when you take Reishas Priya Adnazach, when you take for Truma, it has to be noticeable that it's Truma. So even though Breira works to decide later what was the Truma, right now it's not Nikr. If right now it's not Nikr, that's a separate issue in Trumas that doesn't work as proper Trumas. That's the issue earlier. Nothing to do with Breira. I'm going to buy a bicep a second. Elamat Halef understanding, remind Mishak Tevel. If a person has two pomegranates of Tevel in front of him, Vilmar Mirdu Gishamim Ayayim, Yeh Zet Truma Alze. If he makes the following today, he makes a stipulation. If it rains, then pomegranate A should be Truma for pomegranate B. Vimlayo Dugishamim, if it doesn't rain, Hayayim, then Yeh Zet Truma Alze. Then B should be Truma on A. Now, by the way, normally, even though the amount of Truma is really one, we spoke out, Truma is 1 in 50 for a regular person, generous 1 in 40, stingy 1 in 60. We spoke out in the past also that Truma, Chita Achas Pates Zekri, even one Chita Pates Zekri, and by the flip side, you could take one pomegranate versus one pomegranate, and that's also Truma. As opposed to Meister, where it's got to be strictly 10%. You can't make more Meister than 10%. By Truma, whatever you decide to make for Truma is Chal. So just to, if anyone's bothered, how I'm taking one pomegranate versus one pomegranate, it does work. It does work by Truma. Okay. But the point is, Es Abaye, according to you, it's not Nikr, which is Truma. When he makes the declaration, we're not sure which one's going to be the Truma. It depends if it rains or not. We're not sure which is Truma. Are you going to say it doesn't work? Hacharami, Bain Yardu, Bain Layardu, Dain Vrav Klum. Are you going to say that whether it rains or not, his words don't work because it wasn't clear, it wasn't distinguished which is the Truma, wasn't Nikr? Is that the case? Is that going to be the lach of Chidei Machrami? You say, yeah, maybe Efshtaka. It's not true. But now we learned in Mishnah, Truma Sakri, if you say Truma Sakri Azeh, my story says the Truma of this Kri, and the meiser of this pile of grains, b'seichai, is inside the pile, u'chumas meiser zeh, and the chuma of this meiser, you know, we've spoken that many times already, when you have meiser, you have to take 10% of the meiser and give it to the kain, it's called chumas meiser, we say b'seichai, it's within the pile, Rav Shimon Amik Karashem, Rav Shimon says, it's the Karashem, there is a chalais that took place, the exact halacha it could be problematic, because you're not sure where it is, what it is, and you have to be machmir, exactly where the chumas are, and meiser are within this pile, but the point is, it is chal. Now, we're saying it's chal, even though it's not clearly nicker. You're telling me you have this chal, that according to Rav Shimon, the reason why it didn't work by Trumas and Maestras in the barrel is because it wasn't nicker. Here we have other cases where Rav Shimon himself says, it seemingly, even though it's not nicker, it does work. Says the Gemara, no. Shiny Hasam, Deika Sviva. The Gemara makes a big, very big distinction. In the case over here where we're saying it's chal, even though it's not clearly defined exactly what the chum is and exactly where the meiser is, that's because when the person had, let's say, a big pile, and he's saying it, the chum is meiser b'seichai. So if it's b'seichai, if it's in the middle, if it's in the inside, I know for sure the outskirts are chulin. The outskirts are for sure not chum is meiser. So perhaps, even though when we say the chum is meiser has to be nicker, what it means is it doesn't necessarily have to be nicker exactly which peri is the chum is meiser right now, as long as it could be nicker that there's Trumas and Maestras in one section, and there's other sections that have become chulin, like in this case, the stuff that has Sevivav on the outside, that's okay, that could work. But in our case, by the barrel, the case we quoted earlier, by the barrel of wine, where the wine is all mixed together, there's no separation, nothing is distinct as to what is the Trumas and Maestras and what is not, what is the chulin, over there, it certainly won't work. So there's different levels of how nicker it has to be. Over there, it's not nicker b'chlal. If it doesn't work over here, it's called semi-nicker, and therefore, it could work. That's answer number one. Answer number two, in the Stira of Shimon. Answer number one was eight. Answer number two is what we're saying. We're saying that that according to Rava that it was a nicker. Answer number three, Ibais Ema, Kizutani Taima, like we said, in a brisa explaining the brisa of the case of buying wine for the kusim. We had another explanation there that the three tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosi, who say it doesn't work, has nothing to do with brera. Maybe they agree else brera would work. What do they say? Are you concerned that if the guy's going to be drinking wine from this barrel, from this flask, and they were saying the chumas and maaser are mixed in there, and brera is going to decide where the chumas and maaser are, and then the barrel breaks. And if the barrel breaks, it'll come out. You'll never separate chumas and maaser. If you never separate chumas and maaser, it comes out that retroactively you were drinking tevel. It'll come out that retroactively he never took the chumas and maaser. If he never took it, then certainly till now what he's drinking is tevel. So even if you hold the brera, you still have to have that concern. Amalam Rameir says, I'm not concerned, the Chishabaka. How often do flasks break? He'll be careful, flasks don't break often enough for me to be concerned that it may come out that accidentally Lemafrey drank tevel. So Rameir wasn't concerned, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon were concerned. So the Mara says, according to this, the Kashan of starts. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are nothing, are not arguing on Breira. According to this, they could theoretically all agree to Breira, and they're saying a different reason, and therefore we again invite you to have a steer in Rabbi Shimon. Ask the Gemara. That was answer number three. The truth is, there was another answer that we kind of referenced but deflected, and that is perhaps Rav Shimon says Breira only by Drabanans, like by the case of Erevin, but by Derais he doesn't say Breira. That would be option number four in the answer of Rav Shimon. Okay. The explanation we gave just before was that the reason why it doesn't work by the barrel, Rav Shimon doesn't say you can separate the Chumas Maisers within the barrel itself, because it's not Nikker. That's the reasoning. But we have a clear memory where he says the issue is Shemi Bakanud. What happened to that conversation? Do we ignore that conversation? What was the conversation when they were telling you tell me the issue is it wasn't Meshach Nikarim. Rav Shimon is saying Hosep Svara. Answer the Gemara. You're right. Rav Shimon himself held it wouldn't work for a separate reason, because you need the Truma Maisa to be Nikar. And it's not Nikar, therefore it doesn't work. That's what Rav Shimon himself held didn't work. What he tied it to a mayor, he said, you may or may disagree. You may not hold you need to have the Trumas and Maisa's Nikar. And therefore I can't argue on that point. But aren't you concerned for a separate concern that maybe the barrel will break? Says the Gemara, Lididon being a Beishas Renikurin. According to us, we need Beishas Renikurin. So the conversation doesn't start because you can't have the Trumas and Maisa's mixed in and not discernible. It doesn't work when it's not discernible. That's according to us. That's what Rav Shimon's signing. But according to your mayor, even if you hold that you don't need, if you don't need Beishas Nikurin, top of Lamaches Ralph, aren't you Maida Shemi Vakanud that we're concerned that maybe the barrel will break? Then if the Shes Tvam Afreya and it comes out, they're drinking Tevel and Afreya, says the Gemara, Amalem Kashibach. When it breaks, I'll worry about it. Till then, I'm not worried about it. Okay. This Mishnah coming up is discussing now the status of when a person makes an Erev, of if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov one day next to each other. You have 2 days in a row, one day Shabbos, one day Yom Tov. Whether Yom Tov is Friday, whether Yom Tov is Sunday, you have 2 days in a row, and you want to have an Erev for both days. You want to have an Erev to extend my Tchum on Shabbos, Erev to extend my Tchum on Yom Tov. Do we consider we have 2 days in a row where I need an Erev? Is it one big Kedusha? Or is it two separate Kedushas? Or is it really a Suffolk? That's going to be the primary discussion of the Mishnah. And the Nafkamina is you have to make a separate Erev. You have to have the Erev in extend. Does the Erev have to be in existence by both Beinash Mashas? Or is it okay if the Erev is in existence by the first Beinash Mashas, and that works for the 2 days, or not? That's going to be the focus of this, of the Mishnah. Tomorrow we're going to have another conversation about whether it's considered, the big focus is whether it's considered a Chana. Is there an Isra of a Chana from Yom Tov to Shabbos? If Yom Tov is on Friday, is there an Isra of a Chana Yom Tov to Shabbos? And if there is making the Erev considered a Hachana? We'll see more about that as well. Let's see the Mishnah. Abba Zayimir, Yom Tov Samach Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out close to Shabbos, whether it's Friday or whether it's Sunday, whether Yom Tov is Friday or Sunday, Ma'ar by the Mishnei Reuben, a person makes two Erevs. He makes two Erevs and he says, Vayimir, a Ruvi Berisha in the Mizrach, a Ruvi Berisha in the Ma'ariv. Now the person makes two Erevs and look what he could do. He has the flexibility to say, my Erev for day one, let's say Friday was Yom Tov. My Erev on Thursday evening, he makes an Erev and he says, my Erev to the west is for Friday, is for Yom Tov. I'm making an Erev to go 4,000 amas to the west on Yom Tov. And I'm making another Erev to the east to be able to go 4,000 amas on Shabbos to the east. So he can make two separate Erevs in two separate directions, which is a clear indication that Shabbos, Yom Tov, two separate dinim, he's making two separate Erevs. So if you look at the second Rashi says, because your blazer holds, it's two separate kasavar. The Kasavar Blazer, Shabbos, V'yantiv, Lav, Kichad, Yem, Arich. It's not like one link is very, very relevant. Rosh Hashanah is coming up in 3 days. Rosh Hashanah is the classic Yomtiv of Yem, Arich. We call it 2 days, it's 2 days of Yomtiv, but we call it Yem, Arich. Reb Blazer holds that Shabbos and Yomtiv, Legabi, the din of Tchumim, even though it's 2 days in a row where we're restricted in our Tchum, it's not considered one long day, and whichever way he makes an Erev, he's Meshubit for both days, it's considered two separate Kedushas, and he can make an Erev in one direction one day, and an Erev in another direction the other day. That is Reb Blazer Shita. The Aymer, and he says, Eruv Barisha the Mizrach, Vishen the Ma'ariv, and that works. Barisha the Ma'ariv, Vishen the Mizrach, I'm sorry. The Mizrach, my Erev in the first days to the east, to Vishay in the Ma'ariv, and the second days to the west, or vice versa, Birishan the Ma'ariv, Vishay in the Mizrach, or my first days to the west, and my second days to the east. Or you could even further, you could say, Eruv, Birishan, Vishay, Ibri. I want to make an Erev just for the first day. I only need travel the first day. I want to make Erev only the first day, and for the second day, I want to be Kinei Iri, Kinei Iri, like the people of my city. I want to just go back to standard than having Erev and having 2,000 Amos in every direction. Or, Eruv, Birishan, Vishay, Kinei Iri. Or, my Erev should only be for the second day, and for the first day, I'm like Kinei Iri. He has all the options in front of him available according to Blazer, because it's considered two separate kedushas. Now it's interesting to note in that second Rashi that we quoted, and it's more explicit than the top Rashi of the page, Rashi says that he's setting up both Erevs on Erev Yom Tov, let's say on Thursday evening. Yom Tov is Friday, but Thursday evening he's setting up both Erevs. Why setting up both Erevs on Thursday evening? Why can't he set up the Erev for especially according to Blazer, it's two separate kedushas, set up the Erev for Yom Tov. The Friday Erev is set up taka by Thursday, Banish Mashas, and the Shabbos Erev he can go bring on Friday itself for Shabbos. So really, we spoke on one of the answers already, which is the main answer already, which is that L'chaira, it's an issue of Achana. It's not so pasha that I can be busy on Erev Shabbos, setting up an Erev for Yom Tov. That could be an issue. That could be an issue of Achana, and that could be problematic. That's the Malach of Rashba, writ for Ramban. Tosfos Yom Tov wants to say that the reason why the Rashi's picked the case, that he's putting up, setting up both Erevs before the first of the 2 days, is because that whole option only works, that I can set up one Erev Thursday, one Erev Friday, when Yom Tov is Friday, so I have Thursday for I can set up the Erev for Yom Tov, and Friday I can set up the Erev for Shabbos, because no problem with carrying on Friday. But in the second case of the Mishnah says, Beim Lefneh, Beim Achareh, I have a case of Shabbos Sunday. By Shabbos Sunday, I would have to make both Erevs on Friday and Erev Shabbos, because on Shabbos day, of course, I can't bring an Erev anywhere, I can't carry. So Rashi speaks about a case where he did both Erevs before the 2 days, because in one of the scenarios, you cannot set up an Erev on the second day. Okay, different Malcolm in the Shreinim, where Rashi says that, but either way, the Gemara is going to clearly say that a Chana is an issue regardless. Okay, says the Mishnah further, Chama and Chama argue, and they say as follows. I'm Arav Lurach Achas, I'm Arav Kalikar, I'm Arav Shayamim, I'm Arav Kalikar. Chama say, we do not view it as clearly two separate Kedushas, and therefore I can have a choice. I can make an Erev either to the east for both days or to the west. I can make an Erev for 2 days or not make an Erev at all. I cannot split my Erev one day to the west, one day to the east. Now the Gemara is going to be bothered. What's this double Lashon? I'm Arav Lurach Achas. He can make an Erev only to one direction for both days, and Oim Arav Shayamim for both days. Both statements are the same, that the 2 days are seemingly connected, and he can only make one Erev, he can't split up the Erevs. We will see another point in the Chumim, the Gemara's going to ask that question, but another point in the Chumim we're going to see is not the Pshat, the Rabbanan say that when you have Yontav and Shabbos following each other, since they both have restrictions of Tchumim, it becomes like one long Kedusha guaranteed. The Rabbanan don't say that it's for sure one Kedusha. The Rabbanan are Mesupik whether it's one Kedusha. So the Rabbanan take the Chumis of both sides. The Rabbanan say you cannot make separate Erevs in different directions, because perhaps it's considered one long day. But on the flip side, there are a number of specific that maybe it is two separate days. Nafkamina, we'll see in the Gemara, Nafkamina is going to be, let's say he makes the Erev before the first day of the 2 days, and then somehow the Erev got destroyed, eaten up, before Ben Hashmash of the second day. It won't work. According to Rabbanan, it's not going to work. The Erev won't work for the second day. Why? Because we don't say it's for sure one long day. It's potentially two separate days. If it's two separate days, you need a separate Erev for the second day. Therefore, you go both ways, L'chumra, we view it as Suffolk if it's one day, Suffolk if it's one Kedusha. Suffolk if it's two, considered two separate days, and therefore, we cannot make two separate Erevs, but you will need an Erev for both days, like we'll see in the Gemara. Okay, case of Yasa, what should he do? Malicha Barishan, he should bring the food for the Erev. Let's go with the classic case where Friday was Yom Tov, and they have Shabbos following. He brings the food for the Erev Thursday evening for Yom Tov, Machshechalov, and he stays with it. We quoted this actually a couple of months ago. He stays with it till it's dark, so he has an Erev there by Benish Mashas. V'nai Lebat Yom Tov, he can take it to go. He can take it home. B'sheni, Machshechalov, and by the second day again, he brings the food with him, and he can stay at that location on Friday. V'aychlo Yoba, and he can then eat it. Afterwards, he has to eat it in its spot. After the second night, by Friday night, it's ready Shabbos, he cannot carry the food back home again, like he did yesterday. He has to eat, if he wants to benefit from it, he has to eat it on the spot, and then he goes home. Ayelachar over here, he's clearly bringing the Erev on Friday for Shabbos. We just said that's problematic. Gemara will address it, why that's not an issue of Achana. That's exactly the same conversation as we had before. Okay. V'nimtza, mishtaka b'lichasa, mishtaka b'ruvay. In this setup, he protects himself that he has an Erev for Thursday night going into Friday for Yom Tov. He then has the Erev around. If you leave it, maybe it'd be lost by the time he gets to Friday night. He takes it home with him. He now has it again for Friday night going into Shabbos. And like this, he has an Erev and he's able to eat the food. He has his cake and he gets to eat it. He's able to eat the food. He stays there and eats it where the Erev is, where Shabbos is. Once Shabbos starts, he's the Erev in that spot. He eats the Erev and he benefits from having the Erev for both days. Okay, says the Mishnah further, Nechal Barishan, if the Erev somehow was consumed on day one and it wasn't around, for Friday evening, for going into Shabbos, in Ruvah the Rishon, it works for the first day, the Erev, Avada, but in Ruvah the Sheni, there is no way for the second day. Amalem, Rablazer, Rablazer said to the Chamim, Maidem Atem Li, Shein Shtei Kedushas. You see that you might have two separate Kedushas. You mask him to me, this is what we discussed before, you clearly mask him to me that if the Erev is gone in the middle of the first day, he no longer has Erev for the second day. Isn't that an indication that it's two separate Kedushas? And if it's two separate Kedushas, then my extension, I should be able to make an Erev day one to the west and day two to the east, or vice versa. That's our Rablazer's tiny Tarbanon. We already know the answer. The Marzan asks us a question, the Marzan speak out the question, cut the conversation, and we already killed the suspense. We know the answer. The Rabbanon don't say for a fact there's two separate days. They're mesupik, and therefore they take the chumras of both. They don't allow two separate Erev in different directions, but you need the Erev on both Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos in order to be able to carry both days, because mechumra, we're concerned that it may be two separate kedushas. Okay, let's see the Gemara inside. L'ruach achas, we're saying, L'ruach achas ma'inu. When the Rabbanon say, you can only make an Erev in one direction, what does that mean? L'shnei yamim means for both days, the Erev has to be in one direction. And then the Rabbanon say further, L'shnei yamim, what does that mean? Ma'inu l'ruach achas. Aren't they saying the same thing twice? What are they stressing with those two l'shainas? What's the redundancy in their lashon? Hach kamal Rabbanon Rablazer, the Rabbanon said Rablazer as follows. Yatam ma'idim she'im arvim, aren't you ma'idim she'im arvim yamechad? Chetzot tzav v'chetzot darim. The Rabbanon's complaint, their taina to Rablazer was, aren't you masking Rablazer that if a person was to make an Erev, and they say like this, I'm making an Erev for the first half of Shabbos, till Chatzais, on Shabbos day, I want to be able to go to the Ma'ariv. And then from Chatzais and on, I want to make I'm making another Erev to the east, that I want to be able to go to the Mizrach. Could he do such a thing? Avadanat. You can't split your day and make two separate Erevs. So if that's the case, Amalem Aval. And Rebbe says, I agree, and one day you can't split it. So the Rebbe says, if that's the case, K'shem She'em Arvin Le'mechad, Chatzil Adarm, Chatzil Tzofen, just like you can't make an Erev in one day, Mar's example is north and south, half a day north and half a day south, you can't do that. So Kach Eim Arvin, L'Sheyamim, Yamech Le'mizrach, Yamech Le'mariv, you can't make an Erev on two separate days, for two separate days, one day to the east, one day to the west, you can't split your Erev on two separate days. The same way you can't split an Erev in one day. That's Rabbanan's tying it to Rabbi Lezer. And what's Rabbi Lezer's obvious deflection? Rabbi Lezer says, Hasuk Tishachas, Hachatek Kedushas. Over there is one Kedusha. Over here is two Kedushas. One day is clearly one Kedusha. Two different days, Shabbos, Yom Tov, two Kedushas. And therefore, how could you compare? And therefore, here I can split it, even though there I can't split it. That's Rabbi Lezer's deflection to Rabbanan. But that was the Rabbanan we were stressing with the Ruach Achas and the Shnei Yamim. They're trying to stress that they're comparing the 2 days of Yom Tov and Shabbos following each other to one day, just like you can't split one day, you can't split those 2 days because they're like, we treat it like Yom Arichah. The first Shema Taka bothered, what was the Havmin of the Gemara's Taina to Rablazer? Why would Rablazer have to be Maida to this Taina? It's obvious that there's a distinction of 1 day versus 2 days. So someone explained, it's based on a Rishon Rabbi Yenison, who says that the Rabbanan's Taina was, we find even on 1 day. Sometimes the dinim of night are different than dinim of day. Halacha is, let's say, shayfer, sukkah, lulav, sukkah nap, lulav. You yitzah by day, you're not yitzah at night. It's the same yomtiv, and yet by nighttime you're not yitzah, and by day you have the mitzvah. So we find within a day there could be different mitzvahs, different. I don't say different kedushas, but different dinim within 1 day. So just like within 1 day you can have different dinim, and still you can't split your erev. So maybe 2 days, a Yom Tov and Shabbos that follow each other, also, you shouldn't be able to split your Erev. That's the Rabbanan's Taina. And he still argues and says, no, you cannot compare. It's two separate Kedushas. Okay. By the way, it's very interesting, Allah Lamaisa, that the Gemara later on says, if a person tries to make an Achatzi Yoyim, an Erev to the Mizrach for half a day, and an Erev to the Meir for half a day, so what's the Halacha? We're saying it doesn't work. What's the status? What's going to be a status? The Gemara says later on the status is he's confined to his house. He has to stay home the whole Shabbos. Why? Because we don't view it and say, none of them work. None of the Erevs work. He's like Bnei Yirai, and he gets through the Zahm's every direction. We say that one of them work. We view it that one of them work, and we just don't know which one. He made Erev in both directions. One of them worked, potentially, because you just can't have both of them working. But one of them works. Which one is it? The one he set up first or second seems to be they're both going to be chal at the same time. And therefore, we're not sure which one works. And therefore, he can't go to the east because maybe the one to the west works. He can't go to the west because maybe the one to the east works. He's restricted to his location, his house, and Dalet Amos in any direction. That's an interesting halachas later. Based on this, Rabbi Kivager has a clear, what if a guy says, instead of saying to the east and the west in 1 day, what if he says, I want to do half a day to the west, and half a day I want to stay home. He says, I want to do half a day to the west, I want to do half a day I want to stay home. I want to be Kibbeh Iri. Is that also going to be the same halacha that he's restricted to his house and he can't go in any direction the whole day because we're not sure? Or over there, since Chatzi Yom, since the day he was saying he wants to be like Bnei Irei, and Bnei Irei is his automatic, that's his default status, because that would be his position if he did nothing, maybe over there, that is a Mila, and over there he would have the status of Bnei Irei and be able to go through that specific direction. Rekiv Eger has a Shailim, wants to make a Tolim, Machlekes, Rishainim, we don't have time for now, Machlekes, Rishainim, whether or not when you have a Safi Tarabon of the Kula, does it apply even against a Cheskas Isser or not. Let's leave that explanation for now. But it's an interesting shiloh from Akiva Eger. If we have more time, we'll speak it out later or tomorrow. Okay. Aren't you made that for a person? We took the conversation first. There are Rabbanan talking to Rabbelezer why their position should be correct, and Rabbelezer deflected he gave a response. Now we go the other way. Aren't you made that if you make an Erev Baraglav Yamishin, meaning if a person goes with his presence, and Lizer had the Dik a bunch of blah back, that we call this also an Erev? You would think that when a person goes Baraglav to a certain location, it's not an Erev. He's not making an Erev. The Pshat is, that's his Shvisa, so he now has 2,000 amos further in that direction, because he was kaveh his shvisa, he set aside, he set up that his dwelling place in Shabbos is that location, is where he is. Okay, it's interesting to note that we call it Erev. Shema Erev, it could be telling the whole Shaila why it's called Erev Tchumen. If you remember, why it's called Erev Tchumen? Erev Chatzeris, you're binding together the people of the Chatzar, it's an Erev, like Shtifim Mavayis, you're making a Shutfus, a partnership. Erev is binding together the people of the Chatzar. Erev Tchumen, why is it called Erev? So, there's a different discussion why it's called Erev. Either it's because he's mixing his domains a little bit, that's more Malach Nechreinim, or I was going to say, it's a borrowed term. The whole term of Erev is borrowed, since when you make an extension on your, let's say, in your ability to carry by a chutzar, we call it Erev, so you make an Erev to be able to cook from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Actually, very relevant for today's daf, for this daf, about a chana, you make an Erev, Erev Tavshilin. So Erev is just a lashon that's used to connote things that are like leniencies that you're enabling to be matter certain restrictions. So here too, Erev Tchumim means you matter certain restrictions. It could be according to that, it won't be as clear of a raya. He's making an Erev Baraglai, meaning he's changing his setup by walking there with his feet. That was not really, wouldn't be really an Erev. Okay. Shemir Baraglai Vremishan, Barav Baraglai Mshani. If he goes on the first day on Erev Yom Tov, let's say Yom Tov's Friday, he goes Thursday evening and he sets up his Makwish Visa 2,000 amos away, he still has to go back Baraglai on Friday and do the same thing. Rebbe says, don't you agree? Now, the fact he has to go back again, isn't that an indication that Shabbos and Yom Tov are two separate kedushas, and each one needs its own Erev, so to speak? Furthermore, Nechel Erev B'Yamishan, like we said under the Mishnah, if the Erev got eaten up, he made an Erev with food, and it got eaten up on the first day, and yet he cannot continue to walk to traverse 2,000 extra amos in that direction based on the Erev, because it's eaten up before Yom Sheni, he can't use it Yom Sheni unless he brings another one. I'm going to say, yes, we agree. We agree that's Taka Halacha. So that's the case. Elias Shnei Kedushas saying. So Rebbe says, you're agreeing that's two Kedushas. So if it's two Kedushas, then why can't I make an Erev one day to the west and one day to the east? Or one day to the west and one day I stay home? Why can't I separate my 2 days if it's separate Kedushas? Rabbanan, we already spoke out this answer. Spooky Mesafka, Rabbanan Mesupik. Hachalachamra. The Rabbanan say, you're right. We agree that it may be two separate Kedushas. That's why we're agreeing to you that we have to machmer in all those cases that you need a separate Erev. You need the Erev to be existent for both days, because it may be separate kedushas, but it may not be separate kedushas. It may be one kedusha. Just to be clear, we're not saying that Shabbos Yom Tov in 2 days in a row is one kedusha. We say when you have 2 days Yom Tov, we don't call it two separate one kedusha, except by Rosh Hashanah. We call it Yom Aricha. Normally, it's not one kedusha when it's two separate days. Certainly, Shabbos Yom Tov is not one kedusha. It just means the Gabi the Din Tchum. Since I have the same restriction 2 days in a row for my Tchum, it may be different reasons. One Shabbos, one Yom Tov, but the bottom line is I have the same restriction. So would the halachas of Erev and the halachas of setting up my ability to move in more in one direction, my extending my Tchum, would those halachas, because it's 2 days in a row, automatically be connected or not? That's our Shaila. Does it become one Kedusha Lagabi Tchum or not? Okay. Says the Gemara, Amalei the Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Elazar, Yata Maida, don't you agree she'im Avram B'Tchila V'Yom Tov Shabbos? Aren't you Maida that you cannot make an Erev B'Tchila on Yom Tov for Shabbos because you have issues? Well, we already know the punchline. We already spoke it out. There's a chan issue, but the halach is you cannot go and prepare an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Amalem Avil. So he says, yeah, I do agree that's the case, that on Yom Tov, on Friday Yom Tov, you cannot go prepare an Erev specifically for Shabbos. So isn't that a raya halai kedusha chasein? Isn't that a raya that you have to be concerned, at least that it's one kedusha, that it's too late to establish the Erev on Friday for Shabbos, because one big kedusha, you have to have done already before Friday. You have to have done on Thursday. Isn't that a raya to us that it's one big kedusha chasein? Rabbi Elazar answers back. We know the answer. Rabbi Elazar, hasam b'shem achana. Rabbi Elazar says, no, there's a separate concern there for achana, which the Gemara is going to bring clearly on the base. Taisa says over here right away that the achana is in Raisa, that's just in the Rabbanan. Hachana is in the Raisa from Vechino Sasher Viu, Vayabi Amashishi, you have to prepare, and we darsh that you can only prepare on Chayel for Shabbos / Yom Tov. You cannot prepare on a Yom Tov for a Shabbos or Shabbos for Yom Tov. You cannot prepare. So there's an Issa Daraisa of preparing. How do we do that? We do prepare sometimes on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's because we make Erev Tavshilin. It's a separate power of Erev Tavshilin. It's not a din. It's not that the Rabbanan are relaxing Daraisa. Chas v'shalom. Rabbanan came relaxed Daraisa. Rabbanan came up with a loophole that you're able to make some prepare food and it's still okay. You're not being over on the Isser of preparing on Shabbos, on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But the Isser Achana is an Isser Daraisa. Okay, so again, so we have Machlekes Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer, whether reviewing the Yom Tov and Shabbos, one day after the next, they both are restricted to a din of Tchum. We're viewing it as one long Tchum Arichza, one long Kedusha Arichza, so to speak, with regard to Tchum. And therefore, one air works for both, or it's considered two different days. Rabban says it's clearly two different days. The Rabban number is supik if it's 1 or 2 days, and therefore take the Chumras of both. We're going to have a Bryce now that actually brings 3 clear Shitas. One sheet that is considered 2 separate days, like Rabbi Eliezer, a middle sheet that says it's the Mesupik, like the Chumim, and then a third sheet that says it's actually considered one long day, and the air you make for the first day, even if it's gone, even if it's no longer around, but the second day would work for both days. Let's see it inside. Makes a Erev with his feet a Yom Rishon. So again, interesting that we're calling this Erev Baraglav. You pointed out before, it's a lashon of Erev, even though he's using his feet. So he went there on Erev the first day, talking about 2 days, Yom Tov Shabbos in a row. He went there with his feet Erev the first day. He has to go back the second day as well. Marv Baraglav Yom Sheni, everyone agrees, that's not really a discussion, because, actually I shouldn't say that. That would be totally, again, if it's one long day, even Erev Baraglav would be good for both days. But, according to this opinion, we're going to see in a second, it's certainly 2 separate days. This is Rebbe Shita, seems to be exactly like Rebbe Eliezer. And therefore, if he goes by foot before the first day, he has to go again before the second day. Similarly, if you brought food there before the first day, and Nechla Rebbe Yamishan, if that food was eaten up, and it no longer is in existence by the second day, and Yetzilav Yamshain, he cannot use the fact that he had food there by the first day to have an air for the second day. The food has to still be there. If it's not, he's got to replace it. Otherwise, it doesn't work for the second day. Divrei Rebbe, that's the words of Rebbe. Rebbe clearly holds to be viewed as 2 separate periods, 2 separate, kind of kedushas, and you have to have an air of separate for each one. That is the first shita. That's like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Rida says, "Top of a base, harei the chamar gamel." This is the same expression we had before. This is like the chamar gamel. This is he gets the chumras of both sides. Meaning, chamar gamel. Just to explain, we have this written on the flamenay. Chamar gamel is the person who leads the camel from in front. The person who leads the donkey from behind. So it's like he's on both sides of the coin. Meaning, he has both chumras. If a person's air of works, that enables him to carry instead. Not to carry, sorry, to traverse 2,000 amas instead of 2,000 amas, let's say, to the west, he's now able to, with the air, he's able to go 4,000 amas to the west. But he loses his 2,000 amas that he had to the east. On the flip side, if he's without an Erev, he has 2,000 amas in every direction. Chamar Gamal says we give him the chumras of both. We give him the chumras if the Erev is chal, so let's say to the west. So he loses his ability to carry, to walk, to traverse to the east. On the flip side, we don't let him go 2,000 amas to the east because we give him the chumras if the Erev does exist to the west. So he can't go 4,000 amas to the west. But he also loses his 2,000 amas to the east. He gets the worst of both worlds. And the idea is because we have a suffix. This man never holds as a suffix. If it's considered separate kedusha, 1 day or 2 days, if it's considered one long day, then the erev he made on the erev of the first day works for both days. So he has an erev, which he can't go to the east, but he can go to the west. If the erev wasn't chal, if it's 2 separate days, so the erev for the first day is not chal for the second day, then he's back to a regular person on the second day. He's back to a regular b'nei irei, and he can go 2,000 amas in every direction, and he can't go 4,000 amas to the west. Since we don't know which one it is, we give the chumras of both. That's the middle shita. Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shel Rechel Amreka. Here's a new shita we haven't had yet. Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shel Rechel Amreka. I'm sorry, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Gamil, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Eishem, Rabbi Yechem Emreka, Rabbi Shimon Gamil, and Rabbi Shmuel Ben Eishem Emreka both say as follows: Eiv Baraglav Rishon, Eimar Arav Baraglav Sheni, Nechlad Ruv Rishon, Yom Rishon Yislav Sheni. This is the most lenient, that the Eiv done before the first day works for the first day and for the second day. Clearly, these two shitas, Rabbi Gamil and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechem Emreka, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Eishem Reka both agree that what? That it's one long Kedusha, and if he goes there Baraglava before the first day, it works for both days, or if he certainly puts food down before the first day, it works for that day, and it works also for the second day. Even if the food's gone, it works for the second day. So it's one Kedusha. So 3 Shitas, is it 2 separate Kedushas? Is it a Suffolk, or is it one Kedusha? Okay, Amarav. Halacha carbos again. Halacha is like these following forces. Again, about the quote: who hold like whom? Valib der b'lezol like a blazer from Mishnah that says damer shtei kedushas ain. Who learns that it's 2 separate kedushas, 2 separate days, and these 2 separate eribs? That's Rabbi Lezer from Mishnah, and the following 4 tanaim are going to say the same opinion. And that's the halacha. That was interesting. Is in the list of the 4 tanaim are going to be the 2 tanaim we just quoted who say that it's one day. We just had the end of the memory. Let's see who are the 4 tanaim. The Elohein arbos again. Who are the 4 zakenim? Rabbi Shimon Gamil, who we just had a moment ago, says that it's one long period. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Berechem Reka, also, we just said that's one long period. Okay, the other two are fine. Rabbi Blazer, Rabbi Shimon, that's a third Tana. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Huda, Stimtai, and Rabbi Huda, Stimtai, Stimtai means like Stamishnayas, many Stamishnayas are like him. The point is, these four Tanaim, according to Rav at least, they agree to Rabbi Eliezer, and they say that's two separate periods. The Mara brings, Ikadami, one of the names maybe need to be edited. How so? Chad Minayu, Elazar, one of the four is Rabbi Elazar. Now we had a Rabbi Elazar, we had a Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon. But when the Mara says, Stam is a Rabbi Elazar, it means Rabbi Elazar, when it talks about a Tana, it means Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. So they could, someone say, stick in Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and who should take out? Interesting, not in the place of Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, rather in the place of Umapa Gabesi, Rabbi Yudhav Simtai, take out the last author, take out Rabbi Yasi Berhudis Timtai. Okay, fine. But we have these four Tanayim that agree to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore that's halacha, says Rav, that it's two Kedushas, it's two separate Kedushas. An Erev in the first day does not affect the second day. You can make separate directions, like Rabbi Eliezer says in the Mishnah, and if the Erev is gone, it won't work for the second day. He no longer has an Erev. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. We just quoted from them at the top of them, in the top line of the page. We quoted, they hold it's one Kedusha. It doesn't make sense. Epoch. In that price, we quote on top of the page, flip it. Say, they say opposite. They say it's Taka. Two separate kedushas. They say two separate kedushas in that brayse as well. So remember, 1 second, but that doesn't. You can't just say that because in the brayse we had Rebbe. Rebbe says two separate kedushas. Then we had a shitas Rebbe Huda, I think it was, that says it's a suffix. Rebbe Huda said it's a suffix. And then we had these two shitas saying it's one. If they're saying it's two separate days, then the same thing as Rebbe. Yehachi Han Rebbe, aren't they exactly like Rebbe? Says Gemara, you're right. Aim of v'chein, don't just make epoch, say into the brayse v'chein Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel Ben Eshmer America. They also say like Rebbe that it's considered. Let's consider two separate kedushas. So we're totally tweaking, we're changing the brayse at the top of the amud. In fact, 1 second, we're saying of Rabbi Eliezer, and there's four tanaim like him. What about Rebbe? We just quoted that Rebbe seems to be like him as well. Rebbe in this brayse says it's two separate kedushas. Next Rebbe, why don't you count Rebbe as well? Rebbe tanaim leisvarei. Rebbe taught the shita, but he doesn't hold away. Rebbe in the brayse was saying an opinion. Remember, Rebbe redacted the mishnayos. Rebbe was saying an opinion, but he himself doesn't hold of it. He was saying there's an opinion that's two separate kedushas, but he doesn't subscribe to that opinion. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan tanaim leisvarei. Once he's saying that, say the same thing about the Rabbanan. Why don't you say the Rabbanan also? They taught this opinion, the Rabbanah meaning Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel Ben Eshmer Reka, maybe they also just taught the opinion that it's these two separate kedushas, but they don't hold of it. The Gemara answers Rav Gemara Gamliel. You're right, potentially it's possible, but Rav has a Mesaira that they held that these two Tanayim held that it's two separate kedushas, whereas by Rebbe was just teaching someone else's opinion, but these two Tanayim, they held to themselves. Rav has a Messiah for that, and therefore, that's how we're going to learn it. Now, you could have also said a little further, we kind of alluded to it. Rebbe redacted the Mishnayos. Rebbe redacted the Shitas of the various Tanayim. So it would be less schwer for Rebbe to quote a Shita and Leilei Sviralei and not hold of it. Less of a Chiddush. I'm not saying we never say it elsewhere, but it's less of a Chiddush to say it by Rebbe because he constantly was quoting from other Tanayim, as opposed to, let's say, these other Tanaim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel Ben Eshmer Rechemerka, maybe it would be more of a chiddush to say they don't hold of what they're saying, they're just quoting others, it would be more of a chiddush perhaps. Okay. Kinach Nafshid Rav Huna was nifter, Ayel Rav Chizda Lemimir Drav Adrav. When Rav Huna was nifter, Rav Chizda came to Beis Medrash and he pointed out a stira between two statements of Rav. Me and Rav Abizkanim, Rav over here by us is saying, we just quoted, Halach is like a force of Kanim, like a Bezer, that Valibit Abelezer, Damar Shek Kedushas saying, that we treat as two separate Kedushas, so an Erev for the first day when you have 2 days in a row of Shabbos Yadav is not an Erev for the second day, which gives you both, leads to both a flexibility. I can make an Erev to the west for 1 day and make an Erev to the east for the next day and not a problem. The flip side, if I make an Erev to the west for 1 day and then I didn't make sure to have an Erev, a separate Erev by Vanish Mashas. The second day, I don't have an Erev at all the second day. It only works for that 1 day. So it's Shtei Kedushas. The Rabbi say that, but look at the following memory of it. Maru said as follows, Shabbos V'yavdiv, you have Shabbos V'yavdiv happening on consecutive days. Rav Amar, no the Bazaar, Asur Bazaar. When it comes to an egg that was laid on any one of the, on whichever day came first, it's Asur on the second day as well. We know the first mission of Beitza says a Beitza Shal Yantiv, Beitza Hill of Paskins is Asur. Discussion of Gemara, if it's Muktzah, if it's a Nailud, if it's a Chan issue, but the point is, the egg is no good for that day, the day that the egg was laid. But here we're saying that when you have an egg laid on 1 day, let's say Yantiv was Friday, and the following day is Shabbos, you cannot use the egg on Shabbos the next day either. If it's two separate Kedushas, then the Chari, the Isser is the day it was laid. Why is there Isser the next day as well? Isn't that an indication that we view it as one Kedusha? And this actually goes a little bit against the point we were saying before that this idea of whether it's one Kedusha or two Kedushas, we were saying it relates specifically, more specifically to Tchumim, because it's one din of Tchum, 2 days in a row. Here we see we're applying it to other concepts as well. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Hasam Shemachana. Over here, it's a separate issue. The issue of this issue of Achana, which we kind of touched on earlier, and we quoted from Tosfos, here's the Gemara that really speaks out. There's the issue of Achana. One cannot prepare, let's say Yom Tov is Friday, and the next day is Shabbos, of course. One cannot prepare on Friday for Shabbos when Friday is Yom Tov. Why? Says the Gemara, the time learned in the Braisa, Vayabi Amishishi, Vechidus, Ashavi, the Pasuk says, on the sixth day, they should prepare that which they're going to bring. We darshan chol mevin the Shabbos. Yamashishi on the sixth day they compare chol mechin the Shabbos on chayil weekday compare for Shabbos. However, the chol mechin yantiv and chol kolos prepare for yantiv. Then yantiv mechin the Shabbos and Shabbos mechin yantiv. You cannot prepare from Shabbos to yantiv or yantiv to Shabbos. You can only prepare from chol to yantiv and from chol to Shabbos. So therefore, it's a separate issue. The egg which is being laid that day is being fully prepared. It's getting its achana, so to speak, on Friday, which is a yantiv, and you're not allowed to prepare yantiv for Shabbos. Again, we spoke out, of course, with Erev Tov Shilim, other methods you can, but in general, without those allowances, one cannot prepare for Yom Tov Shabbos, and therefore it's a separate issue over there, not because it's considered one long day. It's two separate days, but you're not allowed to prepare from this type of day to that type of day. This is we learned in the Mishnah. So what should you do? We learned in our Mishnah. What should you do if he wants to have an Erev for both Shabbos and Yom Tov? You know what he should do? Malicha Brishan. He brings the Erev on the first day, which means right before the evening of the first day. So let's talk about Thursday night. He brings the Erev there. Well, Machshelav, he stays there until it gets dark, so the Erev is chal for Thursday night for Friday. V'nayin Le'Abayi takes it home. B'sheni, Machshelav goes back on Friday, and he's there till evening again, and V'ayich Le'Abayi, and he can't take it back home Friday night once the Erev is there. He can't take it back home because he can't carry, so he eats it there in its place, and it's good, and he has his Erev is chal. That's a way to make sure he has Erev for both days, because he has the Erev there by both Danish Mashas. But you see, he's going back on Friday afternoon with the Erev in order to have the Erev Shabbos. Why is that not an issue of Achana? We point out the question when we read the Mishnah. Have kamech me unto the Shabbos. Why is that not an issue of being mechav unto the Shabbos? Amalei Rabba misarva sefiyam kaina Erev. Rabba says, what do you mean? That's only an issue if the Erev is being chal at the end of the day. If Erev is being chal at the end of Friday, which is Yom Tov, he's making an Erev yantiv for Shabbos. But that's not what happens. Tchilas yom kaina Erev. The Erev really takes effect in the beginning of the next day. The beginning of Shabbos is when the Erev takes effect. We don't know. We always see Banish Mashal, so we don't know when the end of day one is and the beginning of day two is. But it's the beginning of day two, the beginning of Shabbos, or in this case, Shabbos is when the Erev is being chal, the Shabbos mechil atzmei, and therefore it's Shabbos, the Erev is being chal on Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos itself. In fact, Gemara, 1 second. If that's so pashut that we say that it's the Erev is actually only michal on Shabbos, so you're not preparing for Shabbos by having this Erev take effect on Yom Tov on Friday for Shabbos. So then we had the Mishnah before about the Lugin. Elamiata, the Avra Lugin. Why can you make an Erev with the Lugin? If remember, the Lugin was a case where the Kli was Tful Yom. It was only going to be fit by nightfall. It was only going to be fit to use and to eat by nightfall. And we said it's no good because it's I'm sorry, that was the case of Tevel. You have a case that was Tevel, and the Tevel is only going to be considered tithed by nightfall. I was saying it doesn't work for an Erev, but if it only takes effect after it's ready night, after it's ready Shabbos, and by then it's ready, they're ready, the Chumas and Mice were taken, it should be good, says Gemara, in Suda Rayam and Bayam. It's very interesting. Even though the Erev is Chal only on Shabbos, you need a Suda that was fit to eat from before Shabbos. And therefore, if the Suda was fit to eat before Shabbos, therefore it can't take effect. So by the case of the issue of Achana, you're not being Mechim from Yom Tov to Shabbos because the Erev that's being Chal is being Chal on Yom Tov itself. But it has to at least be food that's edible from before Yom Tov. Says the Allah HaTanan, still, you tell me it has to be edible before Shabbos. Allah HaTanan, Rabbi Loz Aimer, Yom Tov is Samach Shabbos. Bein Mofem, Bein Achrea, Ma'arvad Mishte Erevin. When Yom Tov falls out near Shabbos, whether it's before or after, right? We learned in the Mishnah that you make, a person can make two separate Erevs. Habin Yisudu Arayim B'Yayim. You make two separate Erevs on opposite sides of the city, one for each day. You're placing each Erev, one to the west and one to the east. Now let's think for a second. It's not Reim Lechem Bayayim. If on, let's say on the first day, he made his Erev to the west. So now all he can go is 4,000 amas to the west. He can't go to the east at all, let alone 2,000 amas away. He made his Erev for the second day. It was already set up from before the first day. It was set up 2,000 amas to the east. He can't go there. How's that considered a Suda Haray Lechem Bayayim? He can't go there on that first day. Habina Suda Haray Lechem Bayayim, says the Gemara, Misarvet Amanchalei B'Seif Apayim Amah. Who told you he's extending to the extremes of both sides, 2,000 amas each way? And you're right, of course, he won't be able to reach the Erev of one on the day of the other one. Maybe who says the case of Mishnah was when he's going to the extreme 2,000 amas on this side on the first day and 2,000 amas on this side the second day? The case is like the manach le b'seif elef amalekan b'seif elef amalekan. He put it at the end of 1,000 amas in each way. You think about it, if he only put it at the end of 1,000 amas in each way, he only loses 1,000 amas in each direction. So therefore, even on day one where he put the Erev at the end of 1,000 amas towards the west, let's say, he's still able to go to the east 1,000 amas. He gained an extra 1,000 to the west, but he only lost 1,000 to the east. east. So he still can go to the east 1,000, and that's where the Erev is to the east, also 1,000 amas away, and therefore the Erev could work in both directions. And Lot Dan Rav Yehuda says tomorrow still. He's telling me that you can't prepare for me up to the Shabbos. You can't prepare for me up to the Shabbos. Elhada Amar Rav Yehuda, Erev Biraglav, Yamishan. If you made an Erev with his feet on Yamishan, Mar Raglav Sheni still has to go with his feet on Yamshani, Erev Pasbi Yamishan, Mar Pasbi Yamshani. Even if he made an Erev on the first day, he's got to go and make an Erev on the second day, whether it's with his feet, he's got to go with his feet again. Whether it's his food, he's got to go with food again. How come Mech me up to Shabbos? Same question. He's been preparing for me up to Shabbos. Amalei Misav is the Azov Amar Midi. That's only if he goes, the Mar is focused now on even the walking. When he goes there and he makes a declaration and he walks there, that's also a form of Achana. Says Gemara, before we focused on the more on the food, that the food is being, you're making a chana by having an Erev Chal on the food for Yontif for Shabbos. Now focus on the actual walking and just declaring even Baraglav, that's a problem of a chana. Does he have to go there and say something? To Azul v'shasif v'yasif. He doesn't have to say anything, big aside. He doesn't have to say anything in order to make an Erev. Just being there as presence, no declarations needed, just being there as presence is enough, which is a chiddush because we had earlier in the Masechta that is issue with the Cherish making an Erev, and we spoke out the Cherish, one of the reasons he can't make an Erev is because he can't speak, he can't declare, and we said even if he's a bardas, it wouldn't work because he can't declare the Erev. So over here we see you don't have to say anything, and the answer can be simple because it's not the verb that you have to declare something, but we have to know what his intent is. If he doesn't say anything, we don't know what's going on in his mind. This guy knows what's going on in his own mind, and therefore he doesn't have to declare anything. Okay, says the Gemara, Kaman, who's it like that you don't need to make a declaration? You don't have to say anything, and it's Erev still Chal. Even Chefsi Hefker are have a din of Shvisa, meaning even though no one made a declaration about them, no one owned them. And they're Hefker, they're still kind of Shvisa. So to the person, by just merely being there without a declaration, he's kind of Shvisa. But according to Rabbanan, the Chefsi Hefker don't get a din of Shvisa. It would seem like you need some sort of declaration, and this shouldn't be good over here. Says Gemara, no. Afitim Rabbanan, Akalik Rabbanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Benuri El Biyashin. When a person's asleep, we can't say a declaration. Of a Benair, when a person's awake, where he could say if he wanted to, it's a color of the Bila, Afagav de Lai Amr, even though he didn't say anything, it'll still be a good Erev in that direction. So a key point over here is really two main points. Number one is we're saying that everyone agrees in a case where a person can speak out and say this is an Erev. I want to make my Shvisa over here 2,000 amps away or less from my house to extend my Tchum in that direction. It works even without making the declaration. Just being there works, number one. But number two, you see another vert. Walking there itself is not a problem of Achana. It's the declaration where he's clearly defining that what he's doing as being for tomorrow. That's a problem of Achana. The declaration makes the problem of Achana. The actual walking there alone is not an issue of Achana. One quick last question. We'll leave us for tomorrow. But one question that we didn't have a chance to speak about earlier is... We said on the Rabbanan Shita, which is Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Braisa, the Mesubik if it's 2 days or 1 day. The Mesubik if it's 2 days or 1 day, we consider 2 days in Yontif, you need two separate Erevs, or is one Erev enough? They're Mesubik and they go to Chumra both directions. In Shulchan Aruch, it paskins that if one sets up an Erev Ben Hashmashes, which is also Suffolk, Banish Mushes, it's a Suffolk because if it may already be nighttime and he blew it, it's too late to make an Erev. Or it may still be daytime and it is a good, and therefore it's okay. What's the halacha? If it's a Suffolk, whether it's a good Erev or not, we say, B'dievan, he can use the Erev because the whole din is, this whole situation is a Suffolk drabbanon. Suffolk drabbanon may go to Kula, and therefore he could use an Erev that was made during Banish Mushes on the tzad that it was made in time. And he can rely on it, Lakula, and use the Erev. So, as we can, if that's the case, in our Sikh too, the Rabbanim is Suppik, and we're going to the Chumran saying, you need to make two separate Erevs, but you have the Chumran as if you both Erevs are in effect. Why are we going to the Chumran? Say something to Rabbanim Lakula. So, Kivek wants to answer that, even though if you say something to Rabbanim Lakula, when it comes to a din with Rabbanim themselves, I'm a Suppik, within the din itself, it kind of gets back to the conversation we touched on earlier, when you have a Cheskas Isser. Not so simply you say Safdar Rabbanu Kula against the Cheskas Isser, that type of idea. As we keep Eger's Malach, where he wants to go. But another answer we could say is very simple, what we've spoken about in the past, that when Safdar Rabbanu Kula leads me to a stira, when the two kulas are conflicting with each other, meaning my kula, the air of works, gives me 4,000 amas in one direction, but it eliminates, I have only 4 amas in the other direction. If the Erev doesn't work, then I have a kula that can go 2,000 amas in all directions. I'm not limited to 4 amas in any direction. I can go 2,000 amas in all directions. So if I go suffix lakula, my kula will tell me conflicting reports. Either to allow me to go 2,000 amas every direction, or to limit me to 4 amas one direction, give me 4,000 amas other direction. When my kulas lead to a stira, I cannot rely on the kula. It's the idea we had earlier from the Shah Melech. It's the idea we've spoken a few times in the past, and that can be an answer also to Kivik's Kasha. Why over here we wouldn't apply a suffix to Rabban on the kula? Why we wouldn't say by suffix, why we go in the Chumra, say suffix to Rabban on the kula? Because over here, you can't say suffix to Rabban on the kula when the kula itself leads to conflicting reports. Pick it up and start from here tomorrow.